This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
So I've got a little bit of a question here for you. Jack Dorsey of Twitter and Square fame, Jason Kelly moving maybe to Africa, at least for a little bit. Just for a little bit, maybe. Writing and following that, someone who reports on the tech scene involving Africa and looked into maybe why he might be so interested, Mr. Dorsey, that is, in Africa. Jake Bright is back with us. He's TechCrunch contributor, also author of The Next Africa, An Emerging Continent Becomes a Global Powerhouse. And he joins us on the phone in New York City. Hey, Jake, great to have you back with us. First of all, tell us why you're taking a look specifically at Jack Dorsey and his interest in Africa, because he's been there a few times.
Well, he hasn't been to the continent, and this last trip created a bit of drama, both during the trip and after. So I did this piece at TechCrunch with editor Ingrid Lunden, where we followed Jack Dorsey's Africa trip, and then we followed this announcement that he's moving back to Africa, and spoke to a lot of the founders that he met on his initial trip and tried to determine anything that he might be looking to do on the continent, because he has been very mysterious first during his trip and then post-announcement on any intent he might have with his company's Twitter or Square to actually launch initiatives on the continent.
And so what'd you find? Like, was there a thread that you were able to sort of pull through those conversations that gave you any parameters or a sense of what he may be doing?
Yeah, so he visited in November Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, and Ethiopia, and he met with a lot of founders that I've actually known for years. And I talked to some of those founders about conversations they had with them. The other piece of info we have is, you know, before he'd even finished his first Africa trip from Ethiopia on November 27th, Dorsey tweeted this tweet that said, "Africa will define the future, especially the Bitcoin one," and kind of dropped this bomb that he'd be moving back to the continent in 2020. So speaking to some founders, I spoke to Bosun Tijani, who's the Nigerian head of the largest accelerator in Nigeria. I spoke to Marco Slema, who's the head of ICE Addis, this big accelerator in Ethiopia, all of whom were priority in Dorsey's November meeting list. I asked them about their meetings with him. The only thing Twitter or Square would say, or Dorsey in his tweets, was that he went to Africa to listen, right? So that doesn't tell us a lot. But when I asked people like Bosun or Marco, you know, was there anything distinctive in your meetings with them that would lead you to speculate on what he might be interested in doing on his move back? What would it be? Each conversation I had said, I think he's interested in Bitcoin and doing something with cryptocurrency here. So given Dorsey's tweet and then the fact that that was the most distinct thing he mentioned in his meetings with people on the continent, that's where we took the story to speculate a bit more as to what Dorsey could do if he goes back, because there's been some controversy about from his shareholders and investors about him moving to Africa in 2020. But the idea is that there's more likely something that could happen with him doing something around Bitcoin, Square, and maybe establishing some kind of a cryptocurrency exchange on the continent.
Well, you know, Jake, I do feel like when we talk about emerging markets, but Africa in specifically, we're watching kind of financially how they bring their people, you know, give them an identity within the global financial system. And they tend to get pretty innovative. And I do think when you think about a lab for Bitcoin, this might be a perfect one, because as you point out in the story, some, I guess, 2/3 of sub-Saharan Africa's 1 billion people, they don't have a bank account. And this is coming from World Bank data. So, you know, if you're trying to figure out a way to bring them into the system, you know, Bitcoin could be, you know, a fair possibility.
Yeah, absolutely. And Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have gotten some interest in Africa, and they've also started to become utilized in Africa. There's been some ICOs. I spoke to the CEO of SureRemit, Ideo Ojo, who didn't meet with Dorsey, but he has a crypto token and had one of the largest ICOs on the continent in 2018. And he acknowledged that there are some definite benefits to cryptocurrency in Africa. One thing is that Africa, as you mentioned, Carol, has had some fintech success, right, in terms of apps scaling in Kenya, M-Pesa, and Nigeria is now having app scale. But one of the things that make it a case study or a potential use example for cryptocurrency is that even with the success of mobile money, it's been very segregated, right?
So right.
Mobile M-Pesa hasn't traveled well across borders. So you have this large pool, one of the largest pools in the world of unbanked people. Plus you have all these SMEs who are underbanked in Africa that have financial needs, but there hasn't been one app or one company that's been able to scale to them en masse. Right. So that's the case for cryptocurrency in Africa. And Dorothy's spoken to that in some of his comments.
Jake, we got to run, unfortunately, but look forward to hearing more about what he might end up doing when it comes to Africa. Jake Bright, contributor at TechCrunch. So fascinating story to hear him joining us on the phone in New York.